Today is February 6, 2023, and this is the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment. Port Terminal Report shows an active January. Lumber shipped from the Grace Harbor Port Terminal in January aggregated 4.9 million feet, according to figures compiled yesterday by W.H. Peters, port manager. Cedar flitches, 6 and 8 feet long, totaled 489,000 feet, and cedar logs scaling 913,000 feet were shipped. Practically all of these items were shipped to the Orient. Shipments to the East Coast included 2.5 million shingles, while more than 600 tons of general freight was handled at the terminal. The figures show a substantial increase in monthly shipments from this port, as total shipments for the 4 months of operation in 1922 were 17 million feet of lumber and 1,500 tons of freight. 10 ships sailed at the port in January compared with 23 for the 4 months between September 1st and December 30th. The arrival of the Wheatland, Montana from Seattle increased the number of ships which have already called this month to 3. She will take 3 million feet for the Orion. The Hakushika Maru, due next Friday, direct from Japan, will take a full load at the port dock, probably loading more than 4.5 million feet. To handle the rapidly expanding business, the Port Commission has ordered the installation of a new crane, which will be erected on a new wharf space now being built. A dredge for use by the Port Commission is to be bought, bids to be opened at today's meeting. In other news, gambling game proprietors of Aberdeen fined. Two convictions for running gambling games, the first in many months, were made in police court today when Judge Robert Taggart sentenced Tom Boris and Pete Curran, proprietors of a soft drink parlor on South G Street, to pay fines for infringement of the city ordinance which prohibits gambling. The arrests were made by City Detectives Schmidt and Estep, who discovered poker games in progress in both places. Curran stated that the men were not playing for money in his establishment, but for drinks. He was fined $25 when found guilty of conducting the game, and an extra $25 for refusing to stop that game at the request of the arresting officers. Boris was fined $25. Detectives testified that they had recently visited all pool halls and soft drink parlors and warned the proprietors that the ordinance relative to gambling was to be rigorously enforced. In the city and county news, Dr. J. A. McNiven, whose skull was fractured when he was struck by an automobile several weeks ago, has completely recovered from the effects of the action. Police yesterday returned what was left of a bicycle to a boy who lost a brand new wheel about 2 months ago. Thieves had stolen the bicycle, taken the rims and other removable parts, and thrown the frame into the river near the Little Hoquiam Bridge, probably to avoid detection. The frame was discovered at low tide several days ago, rather badly rusted. Glad to have any part of his treasured wheel returned to him, the lad set it up on his back and trudged home, determined to make it as good as new. Attorney John D. Earhart and B. Grosso suffered cuts about the face and hands when their car was crowded against the railing at the west approach to the 8th Street Bridge Sunday, the collision breaking the windshield. A hike to Grass Creek was enjoyed by 23 members of the Olympian Sunday, the walk totaling 15 miles for the round trip. The party went by way of the Grace Harbor City Road and returned along the railroad track. Party was in charge of Howard Oakland, while he was assisted in the preparation of an appetizing lunch by Jerome Duke and Leo Cortnor. The Young Men's Commercial Club of the Weatherwax High School is completing arrangements for a father and a son banquet to be held Friday evening at 6:30 o'clock in the gymnasium of the Methodist Church. Aberdeen Kiwanis have promised to take a son each, and it is hoped to secure 125 sons and as many dads for the event. Aberdeen Post American Legion will hold a grand rally in the Armory at 8:30 o'clock Wednesday night. A banquet and dancing will follow, a program of music and stunts. And finally, two specialists in tree trimming employed by the Aberdeen Park Board started today trimming the trees on the various city parking strips. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on February 6, 1923. Though the Polson is currently closed until April 1, 2023 to complete fabrication of new permanent exhibits, catalog major collections, and tackle more interior painting, we are pleased to remind you of our online photograph collections database launched early last year. Visit PolsonMuseum.org now to begin exploring over 29,000 images of historic Grace Harbor made possible through a grant from the Grace Harbor Community Foundation. We greatly appreciate your support, and as always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment.